Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you wonderful listeners out there in LA land and world land and wherever else land and everything land. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, channel one.
Numero uno.
Numero isn't this diez?
No, dude. Channel one is numero uno. It's uno.
Oh, yeah, but we're episode 10. So.
Well, yeah. It's episode diez. Yeah. Diez. There you go. You got it right.
On the 10th
you got
of
it.
May.
You got it.
10th episode.
10th episode. On the 10th
of
May.
10th of May.
10-10 right there.
Yes. Gotta love it.
There you go.
Yeah. I wish that was my credit score. No, I don't know. Something. Whatever. I don't care. I'm delirious. I'm sick. I don't really care. What up, Dave? It's the other Dave Navarro.
What up, Jen? I'm not sick, so I'm good.
Good. So as long as I don't shoot my cooties over to your side of the fence,
that would be okay. Above and beyond. Okay. I would really
no
enjoy
cooties
that.
To your side of the fence.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Right. I'm going to build that wall. Yes. I'm going to build that wall that Trump's talking about, you know.
Well, you are Hispanic.
That's very true. I'm not going to deny that part.
Sorry. I had to go there.
No, you're not.
He's expecting, you know, you guys to, like, build the wall and pay for it.
Well, I'm not Mexican, so therefore it's not, you know. He's expecting Mexico to pay for the wall.
Right.
So I'm not Mexican, so, you know.
Good.
You know, we save money by, you know, switching to Geico.
Which kind are you? Which kind are you again?
I'm Salvadorian.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm Central American, so really.
I like that.
You know, we're just like a little below that, so we're like, hey, we're already poor. You can't ask us for any money.
That's
so
hot.
So good luck with that.
That's hot. So you're Central America.
Yes, I am.
See, that's cool. I like that. I got to have respect for that because you don't have to build a stupid wall.
Yeah, tell me
about
it.
Or pay for it. Got to love it.
I love that. That's
exactly.
That's the beauty part
so
of
you
it.
Can, so you can literally look at Trump and say, go F yourself because I'm not building your wall.
Well, we just don't care.
Yes! That's
like,
great.
Sure, why not? You know,
yeah,
I mean,
sure. Yeah.
We're resourceful, so eventually we're going to end up finding a way over anyway.
No,
so.
You go like this. You go, that was my neighbor. That's my neighbor. He can build it.
There you go. Exactly.
I do feel bad, though, for people. We have a friend, our friend Mimi. What up, Mimi, if you're listening? I hope you are, because what up? Because I said I would say what up. So, Mimi.
What up, Mimi?
If you're listening from downtown L.A., Jen says hi. Oh, and T-Dog and JJ.
What is happening?
And I'm sure...
You mean Silent Giggles?
Yeah, Silent Giggles.
So I keep calling her that because she's going to be like, there she is. She's
there
right
she
behind
is.
Me.
Yeah, she's giving that evil, dirty look. I love it.
It's not the first time I get that from women, so...
Probably not. Anyway. No, our friend Mimi had a relative, I believe her grandmother... Or her mother, or somebody was—they were trying to deport them. What? I was like, "That was horrible. How can you be like you're like she's a citizen, and I think her parent—I don't know if her parent is now or the grandparent—but so they were trying to take them, deport them. I was like, "That's evil. You've been in like this country for 30, 40 years of your life, and then they try to make you leave. It's just horrible. I can't imagine having that problem like that.
Yeah,
it's evil."
It's
evil.
I'm not arguing.
This guy has got to be stopped. I'm just saying.
Yep,
sorry, he's just got he's causing too many problems already.
Well, he just fired the director of the FBI, so that was interesting.
Yeah. And what were you saying, JJ? You were saying something about the guy saw the FBI director saw it.
Talking to his employees in Los Angeles when it came over on the flat screen behind him on the TV.
Yeah, that's right. He was here.
Oh, okay.
He's at the Directors Guild. He's at the Directors Guild, and they actually gave him the papers, and they said, you're fired.
It was happening on the television behind him.
Yeah.
While he was sitting there talking to his employees. That's just horrible.
Guys, job... He must have been like, guys, job security is a wonderful thing. I'm glad I gotta go.
All I can say is that crazy white man looks, the rest of us white people look bad, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. He's gotta go. I thank God I'm mixed race. But nice. I'd be screwed. I'd be screwed if I was fully white. Oh, holy crap. I already feel bad we have him as a president, but the fact that he's the same color as me makes me really just want to go.
You know, we're getting super political on the show right now, right? And yeah. It's, you know,
and I hate him.
We need to divert.
He's doing too many problems. Divert. Too many problems.
Divert.
Damn him. Anyway, everybody in this room, you know, hates him. Anyway, so just kidding.
I got news for you, right?
Okay, go ahead. Tell us the. Here's the other Dave Navarro with the worldwide news.
It's May 10th, 2016, at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news, brought to you by ABC7 correspondents Brandy Hitt and Rob Hayes, 2024 Olympics. International Olympic Committee visits LA to tour potential venues. The International Olympic Committee visited Los Angeles on Wednesday to tour possible venues for the 2024 Olympics. Los Angeles officials made a strong case to be awarded the coveted games over co-finalist Paris. When cities around the world are becoming more reluctant to pursue the games, LA offers the IOC certainty with 80% support, a low-risk verified budget, and a substantial games plan that doesn't require us to build a single permanent new venue, Chairman of LA 2024 Casey Wasserman said. The committee said the city's use of existing buildings and stadiums gives LA a leg up while keeping the projected budget to just over $5 billion. In comparison, the budget for the 2014 Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia was more than $55 billion. In U.S. news, brought to you by the Associated Press, wife of ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman dies in crash. The wife of longtime ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman died in a traffic crash in Connecticut, the sports network's president confirmed Wednesday. Catherine Ann Berman, 67, a teacher, was one of two victims in the two-vehicle crash at about 2:15 p.m. Tuesday in Woodbury State, police said. The other victim was identified by police as Edward Bertulli, 87, of Waterbury. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Zina Karam and Bassem Mark, U.S. risks a backlash for its growing role in Syrian conflict with the Trump administration's decision to supply Syria's Kurdish fighters with heavy weapons. U.S. troops inside Syria are in the crossfire between Turkey, a powerful NATO ally, and the Kurdish fighters the Ankara deems as terrorists. In only a few months under President Donald Trump, the U.S. has almost doubled the number of troops in northern Syria, taking a highly visible role that also risks a backlash from militants such as the Islamic State group and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, and even pro-Turkey Syrian fighters angered by the U.S. move to arm the Kurds. Tuesday's decision to arm the Kurds is a public rebuff to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan a week before he meets Trump in Washington. In entertainment, outcry over Netflix films prompts Canes to change rules, brought to you by the Associated Press correspondent Jake Coyle. After a backlash over programming Netflix films, the Cannes Film Festival said that it will, beginning next year, only accept theatrically released films for its prestigious Palme d'Or competition. In a statement Wednesday, the French festival announced that it has adapted its rules to require that films in competition be distributed in French movie theaters. The festival said it was pleased to welcome a new operator which has decided to invest in cinema, but wants to reiterate its support to the traditional mode of exhibition of cinema in France and in the world. Cannes this year, for the first time, selected two films in its official competition from Netflix. Noah Baumbach's The Meyerowitz Stories, and Bong Joon-ho's Okja. In sports, the NBA playoffs continue today as the Eastern Conference is tied at two games apiece between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. They are set to face off as one of them try to break the tie in the best of seven series. In hockey, the playoffs continue as the Pittsburgh Penguins are set to meet the Washington Capitals and the Edmonton Oilers play against the Anaheim Ducks. All teams are tied at two apiece as well. The weather today is mostly cloudy and cool with a high of 70 degrees and temperatures dropping later this evening to 56. Tomorrow we'll have some low clouds with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 56. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Cool. Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world.
Metal Babe Mayhem taking over music one shirt at a time. I love you. Speaking of Allison, Metal Babe Mayhem.
Metal Babe Mayhem.
Cohen. We love you, Allison. Thank you for all the tickets that you give me.
Yay!
Including the ones to this last Friday show at the Fonda Theater, which was Blue October. Freaking awesome show. Go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block page on Facebook, as well as my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe, and you can see the video that I took from the show. Really good. It was a really good song. That was a good band. Blue October.
I heard it.
Didn't even know who the hell they were.
Were they blue?
Friday. Nope. Dude, their stage lighting and stuff, when it first comes on, like, it brings up, like, really hardcore. Yep. It goes, it's all blue and stuff.
Nice.
When they first come out. And then they, like, hit the stage, like, running. There's five dudes, and one of them plays violin.
Oh, nice.
In a lot of the songs, they have violin in there and stuff, and he's, like, hardcore violin. Like, you know, like, you're like, holy crap. Okay. I got respect for these guys. I didn't know who the hell they were.
You got to have that respect for violinists.
Yeah. Well, if you're hardcore and you can play in rock music, especially.
They're trying to integrate that a lot now in metal music.
Of rock music.
Yes.
We have as our awesome guest today, Scoony G.
Yay!
Yay! And friends,
yes.
And he has the Kids Rock Studio?
Kids Rock Studio.
Yes. Tell us a little bit more about this wonderful project.
Yes, so Scoony G and Friends is about a 16-month project that we started. Started doing a monthly at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Oh, nice.
To support Kids Rock Studio.
I like it.
So Kids Rock Studio is kind of my concept of an after-school program for kids, teaching them how to actually put bands together and get out and rock. So they actually open up the Rainbow shows for us.
Nice.
And it's just a really fantastic
night. This is like
night.
A real live school of rock.
It's a real live school of rock.
Oh my God, you're like Jack Black, but...
Only not. Jack Black.
But actually Black.
Nice.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
School of rock kind of stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, so we like kids that are already actually playing instruments.
Oh, okay.
And then you know how volatile bands can be.
Right.
So my first band, we had a band called Public School. It was 8 and 9 year olds. And
nice.
We switched bass players in about five bass players in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Were you not giving them enough milk and cookies? Come on. You know, they have to negotiate those contracts.
Right. It wasn't enough nap time.
So, you know, this is how bands go. So we try to get kids and we try to keep them in the program and get them to open up these shows. And it really sets the tone for the rest of the night. I have about 30, 35 guest musicians that come on. We do classic rock covers the whole night.
That's cool.
But when those kids come on and they set the tone for the night, and some of these kids are fantastic musicians. We got a 12-year-old Xander Marsden. He's a 12-year-old guitar prodigy.
Nice.
Joe Bonamassa took him under his wing. That's how good this kid is. Joe Bonamassa. So this kid
That's
is
big.
Super talented. And then I brought along with me another one of my students, Ashley Magon. She's the Miss Teen USA. L.A. County, 2018, right?
Nice.
Hi, everybody.
Wow.
Ashley.
Yeah.
You sound like you're a go-getter from the gate.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so she's only a beautiful model and actress and filmmaker and, gosh, everything
filmmaker
else.
Filmmaker, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, so she's a student, and we actually have a single that we're releasing on May the 25th, her first single coming out of Kids Rock Studio. We're having the record release party there at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Nice.
So it's just going to be a
really... We would love to be
there.
Yeah,
we would love for you guys to come down.
Yes, that would be great.
I would love to.
Yeah, be supportive of our kids, man.
Yeah, we see you have a couple kids.
Yes, I have two. Nice. My daughter will be 14 this month, and my son will be 19 in August. He learned how to play guitar from watching YouTube videos.
That's what they do.
He's self-taught. I thought that was cool.
That's what they do nowadays.
My daughter just, I finally got her into like bands like Disturbed and Korn and stuff.
There you go.
I got lucky she finally started to like rock music.
Well, very, very cool. Well, I forced Ashley to learn Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh,
so her first live performance, she actually sang Rock and Roll.
I saw her play at the House of Blues in 2013. They did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony for her, and she performed on stage. And Joan Jett puts, even to this day, she lost a lot of weight. She doesn't look so great, but she sounded incredible.
Yeah.
So you doing the song like that, that's a wonderful tribute to her.
Yeah, so we're trying to give them that little background instead of, I mean, we like the new music too, you know, nothing wrong with that, but it is Kids Rock Studio.
Yeah.
So we really try to give them a history of some of the legends.
You got to learn. If you don't know the history and the predecessors, how can you learn the new music?
I was about to say that, actually.
You got
to
know, Led Zeppelin from the very beginning. The Beatles. You got to know the
Doors. Foundation.
You got to know all
these
people.
Everything. Yeah. The foundation of music.
Yeah, you got to know history. If you don't know the history, it's for anything. For any subject matter, if you don't know the history,
you're doomed to repeat it.
Right. Right. So people always ask me why kids, and I go, okay, close your eyes, and you guys are doing this radio show, right? Mm. When you were a young kid, did you envision yourself doing radio? Right?
Yes.
So imagine a kid today, 10, 9, 8, 7 years old, they close their eyes and they want to do music, but there's nowhere to go because they've taken it out of all the public schools. Right?
Yeah.
So they can come to Kids Rock Studio.
I was a concert flautist, and I did marching band too. Sixth grade through graduating high school.
Nice.
So 7 years I played the flute.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be a kid that played an instrument, and I loved band. If it wasn't for band, I wouldn't have had all the wonderful experiences that I had.
Right.
I you know what? I actually have to, you know, I have to. You know, give the opposite on my end because
I
actually,
you were the jock, weren't you?
No, actually, no,
I
wasn't.
You're a jock,
no,
you're a bully.
I was, don't lie to me.
I was
none of it. No, actually, with me, I was actually, I got into the marching band because of a girl.
Oh, see, well, that's rock music 101.
What did you play? What did you play?
I played the simplest instrument that anybody
could play. You played the triangle.
No, the cymbals.
The cymbals.
But you know what?
Are a little harder than you think.
They were a little bit. No, they were a little bit harder, but at the same time, they were a lot of fun because they had us do all these kinds of like flares and stuff like that with the cymbals and stuff.
Nice.
I lost a lot of weight too because we were marching band was like all summertime.
Oh, yeah.
You had to march and do all this stuff, but I hated it. I hated every single minute. Like the rest of the drum line, they couldn't stand me, and I couldn't stand them either. And I was just like,
because they knew you weren't really there.
No, it's true. I wasn't really there. As soon as her and I broke up with the band too. I was like, I'm out of here, dude. I went back to the, like running track. But the one thing that I was always into was journalism. Through like from junior high school, college, and then I got my degree in journalism. So you know, that's why we're here today.
Do you remember the person that gave you the break? Was there a particular person that gave you a break to get into the journalism?
Not at all.
Okay, so you did it all by yourself?
Yeah, I can't say not at all because my mom actually, she had a lot of influence in you know what I did, and it was. It was right around the time that the Gulf War was going on, and I saw this is when CNN was like pretty much the top news all over the place,
right.
Before it became quote fake news, and what happened was that there was a breaking story actually, and this is like right in the middle of the night, and this guy was reporting about it, and he was like, well, this is so and so for CNN News, I forgot his name right now, it escapes me. But all of a sudden, the feed got cut off. And it was like right in the middle of him saying that the sirens are going on and they were like telling everybody to get into shelters immediately. He was alive.
Oh, okay.
He was still alive because about 2 weeks later, everybody thought what was wrong, what was going on and everything. And so about a couple of weeks later, he comes back on. It was daytime over there and he was like, I'm okay. After I saw that, I was like, I want to do that.
Nice.
You know, plus I love being like, I actually like the entertainment industry as well. I'm a writer. I write scripts. I do a lot of different things with the movie industry, all that kind of stuff. And so I like being in front of the camera as, you know, as well as being behind it. I like both aspects of it. So my mom, she knew that I want to be an actor, and she was like, how about we compromise? You like being in front of the camera? Okay, no problem. So become a journalist, and you're going to be in front of the camera anyway.
There you go.
You know, get your degree in that.
There you go.
You know, and then she's like, and if that doesn't fail, at least you have a degree to fall back on. Go ahead and be an actor. I don't care.
Perfect.
You know, so perfect. I did that. And, you know, before and, you know, getting a little bit mushy here, but before she passed away, I was able to give her the degree. I was able to give her the bachelor's degree. And she was totally, you know, she was totally.
I love that story.
You know,
love
I mean,
that story. So we all have these stories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a lot of kids out here that they don't have that mom. They don't have that teacher at school.
Yeah.
They don't have that mentor to help them do something that they love to do.
Very true.
So I felt it was like my mission. I don't know why, but I just felt it was my mission to try to help that kid, to try to help those kids to be able to, if they love music, find a place that they can go to for free. We're a charity. We wanted to keep it tuition free for all kids. And really just get into it. And even if they changed their minds later on, at least they had a foundation of something that they love to do at some point in time.
Right. If you asked me 1 year ago if I ever dreamed of coming up with my own EP single, I would have never thought of it until I met Scoonie. Kids Rock Studio has really supplied me with a great outlet to the music industry. And I'm really being exposed to live performances at the Rainbow. And learning just the basics of recording my own song and writing too.
That'd be great. That's great.
So is music like your main focus right now, or
yes?
Because I mean, you have all these other things going on. You know, beauty pageants, acting, entertainment, everything. You know, but right now your main focus is music.
Right. Everything I'm doing, it's generally under the entertainment industry umbrella, but music is what I'm really focusing on right now.
And how are your studies?
I'm homeschooled this year. This is my first year being homeschooled.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's like my whole life of being in public school, and this year has been a really big change for me where I now go to an independent study program.
You're doing K-12?
No, not K-12. It's an independent study program at a local high school around here.
My son does that now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were doing homeschooling like K-12 for the last 2 years, and I did that with my daughter for a year. She was in the entertainment industry. She did acting.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Do you miss it? But do you miss the differences between, you know, interacting with other students versus being at home and studying? Are there any distractions?
You see, I kind of do that. Like, this independent study program, you go to once a week at that high school, and you have a whole class system that works like one day of a high school, but you just compress like one whole week.
Yeah, you know how they stretch out school.
Yeah.
You know how they really do it.
Oh, yeah.
You could learn all that a lot faster than the way they teach
you. Yeah, of course. But if that were the case, the teachers wouldn't be able to make money.
And the establishment and all that. Right. But she's not going to tutor her. She's one of the top students over there.
Oh,
she's super bright.
I can see she probably already is.
Yeah, so she's not going to tell you, but I'll talk for her. She's one of the top students there.
I can see it. Look at all the stuff she does.
And the school actually wants her to represent that program.
Nice.
That's great.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, my son just started doing the same program what you're talking about in Temecula. He did the intimate study. He goes one day a week and does his thing, and that's it. Same thing what you're doing. I asked him, what do you like better? Because he's done the K-12 online school. Now he's doing the independent study like you're doing. And then he's also gone to public school, and he's been in private school also. So, like, he's done everything.
Well-rounded.
So I'm like, what did you, you know, what would you think? So what would you say is your preference?
I definitely do think this independent study program is my pick, mainly because I'm chasing my dreams right now. I'm going out there. I'm working on music, going to auditions, chasing after beauty pageants. And I really have a lot of time for starting earlier than what most people, they say, oh, I'm going to start acting, I'm going to start singing after college, but then it gets really competitive.
Yeah.
So who's your biggest influence?
My biggest influence has to be my mom.
Oh,
awesome.
That's great. I like hearing that kind of
and
stuff.
And especially right now since...
And not just because I'm a mother.
Well, Mother's Day is just around the corner, too. It's this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday,
so happy Mother's 14. Day to all those mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day ahead of time to all of our listeners out there.
Mothers and fathers. Father's Day
well,
are also
father,
mothers
father,
as well.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there are singles dads.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
My dad was a single dad after my mom passed away. So I know you have to... You can be both. Either way.
Most definitely.
I've seen parents either way. So, yeah, it's hard, but you can make it no matter what, as long as you have good foundation with your kids and you really love them and try to keep them on the right path.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, most Mother's definitely. Day, I'm glad, is coming up. So, Father's Day is right next month. So,
yep. It's also my dad's birthday, actually. It's July. No, that next month is June. No, my dad's birthday is in July.
But Mother's and Father's Day is coming.
There's
right
one
up,
thing we all have in common. We were all once kids.
Yes.
That's very true.
It's sometimes hard for us to remember, but even Donald Trump was a kid at one point.
Was he?
Think about that.
How scary is that?
There's some theories that he might be a pod person.
Marinate on that for a second. He was probably that kid, because we all know that kid that was just not a really good kid. Mm. Right? He probably got bullied.
Or maybe he was homeschooled too.
Oh.
With the amount of money that he had.
Yeah, you know. But if you look.
Well, then again, he didn't have that money back then.
Right,
so.
Right. If you probably dig into his background, you know, he was a kid at one time. What happened?
Kids Rock Studio wasn't there for
him. Kids Rock Studio.
Kids Rock Studio was not there.
He definitely was not a musician. Yes. I can guarantee you.
They didn't play the music.
So talking a little bit about the past and kids and everything, and Scoony, you're originally from Cincinnati, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you migrate all the way to L.A.?
Yeah,
well, I came on vacation and never left.
Yes, nice. Me too.
Like everybody else,
like
I think that's
the trend.
Yes, I just came here and just never left.
I remember I had a Fiat X19, a little 2-seater car.
Nice.
And it was like I don't know why, but I said, let me drive that thing across. And the day that I left Cincinnati, I had to chip the ice off the windshield, and I cracked the windshield.
Oh man,
it's time to go.
That was the moment right there, just to get you out.
So I drove across country with a cracked windshield, made it to L.A.
You're like, please don't break on the way there.
Please, cops, don't pull me over. Never look back.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And you're the second of five children?
Second of five children, yes.
How's that growing up like?
Oh man, family. I was just at her place before we came over here. They have five kids as well. And it just reminds
Holy
me.
Hannah.
Yeah, it's like a basketball team.
It seems like it.
We fight, we cry.
The two boys were just going at it. I was cracking up. I was like, you should videotape them. And they were just going at it. So two boys, two girls, me in the middle there. And yeah, just a wonderful upbringing.
And I know that your mentor was Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy Collins. Hey, Bubba.
Interesting.
Nice. Bubba.
How was that like?
Man, my dad went in over to Bootsy's house, picked him up. I was in the back seat of the car, and he had Bootsy come to us to the music store with us. Mm-hmm. Bootsy went in. I was a bass player at that time, and Bootsy picked out my first bass guitar.
Damn.
Wow.
I couldn't even talk that day. I was just like,
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would be a massively memorable experience forever.
And now here's the bad part of that story. That guitar, which was a 72 Fender P bass, bought it for, because it was Bootsy. He got it for like $500. Mm. And as the years went by, you know, me, a dumb kid, I sold the guitar for $1,000. $1,000. It came up on $500. I was like, yeah, I made $1,000, right? That guitar is worth $20,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, were you kicking yourself so hard right after that?
But, you know, we're not caught up on material things. Easy come, easy go. So somebody's got that Fender, that white Fender P bass that Bootsy Collins picked out and bought it from me, and I hope you made good with that bass wherever you are.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you're $20,000 happier now. And if not, they're probably listening to the radio show right now, and they're like, "Oh, really? I'm about to sell this sucker."
Yeah.
So where is the Kids Rock Studio located?
Yeah, we're located in Mount Washington, California, which is about 5 minutes from downtown LA. Oh,
okay,
and it's actually a professional recording studio.
Nice.
So when the kids come in and rehearse, we actually record the rehearsals as well. It's good for them to
reference it and go back over and listen to it. And like I said, we got two singles coming out. The first one from Ashley, which is coming out on the 25th of this month.
Nice.
And the second one is from Xander Marsden. Xander nice. Marsden is that 12-year-old guitar player. Okay. He's a blues. You name a Zeppelin song and he'll just play it.
Oh, because Zeppelin's awesome. Led Zeppelin's my favorite band in the entire world.
Oh, then you would love this kid.
That'd be awesome.
You look at him and you go, it's not right. There's an old soul inside of that kid's body.
But that's so cool, though, when somebody can play like that.
Amazing. And he's yawning and playing it. It's like,
no big deal.
No big deal.
This is nothing.
So he comes and plays at the Rainbow with us. He opens the show, and I have probably 20 guitar players in the room waiting to play after, and they're just over there in the corner I gotta play after this kid.
Oh, God.
You just gotta watch out for those kids that get addicted to those sugar sticks. You don't want them to get addicted to that.
What's the oldest kid you take? I'm just asking. What's the oldest kid you?
Oh, man. Join the big kids. That play the jam, you know. Come in.
I'm being an ass. It's because my son. I keep trying to get my son to go back and play guitar.
Bring him.
He's 18, but I'm just being like, how old?
That's okay.
The oldest kid.
I mean, he's still a teenager.
Have him come over. Let's have him come over. And what kind of stuff is he doing? Rock.
Yeah, predominantly. But he dropped rock and he started playing and writing music for rap. And hip hop.
That's
so
okay.
I mean,
my name comes from Snoop Dogg, so it's all right.
Cool, I like it.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with this concept, anyway?
Well, I'm a music therapist by day. It's kind of make it a quick story, but I was working corporate America and just was feeling unfulfilled. And I had a friend call me up. He wanted me to fill in for him at his gig that he had at Cedars-Sinai as a music therapist. He said, man, I got to go to New York. Can you come and sit in for me? I was like, whatever, dude. I go over to Cedars-Sinai with my acoustic guitar, filling in for my friend that's a music therapist. Something hit me that day, like that moment. Huh. And I fell in love with it. And he ended up not coming back from New York.
Wow.
And I stayed, and I've been there now for 4 years as a volunteer music therapist. I take my acoustic guitar over there, and I play for patients. Wow. And my favorite place to go to play is pediatrics, where the kids are.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
So I go to pediatrics, and these kids, kids with cancer and kids with broken bones. And I go in there, and you can just see their faces light up from me singing and playing
music. Music has a very powerful effect on people.
Very powerful.
It does. Very powerful. Healing.
Very healing. Yeah. Very healing. Like that's when and parents would go, hey, do you give lessons? And I go, well, I can, I guess.
That would be a good idea, right?
Yeah. And so that's how I started Kids Rock Studio from that.
What's this? I saw on your thing on Facebook. I was looking at your stuff. Is it ghetto metal?
Ghetto metal.
I was going to ask that about this.
I feel like this is on your hat, which is
I like the term though. Yeah. The terminology is really cool. Ghetto metal.
I was like, ghetto metal. That sounds awesome.
Brothers from the hood. Playing
I want to hear this.
Hardcore
what does
rock and
ghetto
roll?
Metal
sound like? Yeah. And ghetto metal is making a comeback. We started this band about 3 years ago. And my drummer, who's one of the best drummers in the world, got a gig with Robin Thicke and then now is playing with The Game on the road.
Robin Thicke.
And so we kind of took a hiatus, but he and I recently got back together last month. We actually did a song and we said, man, we got to get this ghetto metal thing going back together. I think the timing will be really good for it. So it's brothers from the hood, like myself. Playing that hardcore metal.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so ghetto metal's coming back.
I like
hardcore. So you came up with the name.
You know what? Dr. Dre actually came up with that name.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Like I said, Snoop Dogg gave me my nickname back in 99. I was working at a recording studio, and Dre and those guys used to come through, and I was kind of the nerd of the group. They used to kind of tease me.
So literally the name came from
Snoop Dogg. So he said, we're going to call you Scoony G. And that was supposed to be like Hootie in the
Blowfish.
I said, I don't want to be Hootie. He said, then we'll call you Scoony.
Next day I show up at work and everybody's like, Scoony G.
Nice.
Ah, that's awesome. Have you run into Snoop Dogg since then?
I have.
And he said, do you remember me, man?
Matter of fact, Snoop is a super intelligent guy. People think he's...
No, he looks really smart.
He's super smart. He's got a really high IQ, just one of these kind of guys. I'm in Hollywood one day, walking down the back street, and Jimmy Kimmel's stage is up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, down by
Snoop
there.
Dogg's way, like 100 yards way up on stage, and I'm just walking down the street. Snoop on the microphone goes, Scoony G! I was like,
where?
What? The whole audience turned around. They were warming up.
Who is this person he's yelling at?
Yeah, they were warming up, and the whole audience turned around. Security came, whisked me in. Next thing I know, I'm back there hanging with Snoop. It had been 10 years since I had seen
but
him.
But that's awesome.
He actually remembers you and everything. Yeah. And he acknowledges you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
See, that'd be really cool. I'm going to use you as a way into Snoop Dogg.
We know he loves kids.
Mm-hmm. He does. He's Uncle
coach.
Snoop, isn't he now?
Yeah,
he says, call me Uncle Snoop now.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
So I thought that's a good thing though. Yeah. Like if you came down and like maybe did a mentorship program.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll connect here really soon. I just worked the last weekend with his best engineer Dave Aaron, who's been with Snoop for 15 years. Travels with him and everything. We just did a song together, so we kind of talked a little bit about it and told him about the program. And so it's just a matter of time. We'll connect with Snoop.
Hey, Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop.
Someday,
holla at your
boy.
You
might listen to me. I'm just kidding.
or you could call in right now.
Yeah,
you can call in. 323-203-0815.
Get a call up, Dave.
323-203-0815.
And not only Snoop Dogg can call. Anybody else can call right now.
Anyone can call. You don't have to be Snoop Dogg.
Uh oh.
That'd be really extra special if Snoop Dogg called.
Oh, that'd be great. Right?
But
call us Snoopy.
I mean, yeah, Snoop-a-loop. remember that old school? I mean, old school.
Snoop-a-loop.
But think about it.
Come jogging with
my boy Blue.
With your friend in the green hat.
Look at his face. Doesn't it remind you of Snoopy from the Charlie Brown?
I think
that's how he got his nickname.
I thought he got it because he kind of looked like a Doberman in a sense.
And you know what's funny?
And you know what's funny
when you talk about Snoopy? One of our prior guests, Jeremy Miller, who used to be on Growing Pains, he did the voice for Linus for the Snoopy movies.
Oh,
so nice. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. Tie-ins. It's a tie-back.
It's a tie back. We're going to go back in time.
Miller, what's up?
Yeah, matter of fact,
our buddy Jeremy Miller.
So we already mentioned Ghetto Metal. That's for you.
Yes, thank you.
We come bearing gifts.
Now I need an awesome jacket to like and sew this onto.
So you also mentioned Kids Rock Studio, so there's a nice Kids Rock Studio t-shirt for you.
There we go.
That's awesome. Thank you. I'll be wearing that to work.
I know you want to come to the show. This show coming up on the 12th at Paladino's.
Yes,
there's your laminate to get in. VIP.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's a laminate.
You said you wanted three people to come in this Friday, you guys, at Paladino's. We are recreating the iconic US Festival Metal Day. So I don't know if you were there, but if you come Friday to Paladino's, we're going to recreate Judas Priest, Ozzy Osbourne, Triumph, Motley Crue, Quiet Riot, Van Halen, the headliner of the day. Oh my gosh, we're so excited about Friday. Are you coming?
Yes. It's gonna look really great because the kids, I thought, you know, kids playing this stuff.
This charity is specifically for your organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we get celebrity signed guitars and then we raffle those at the shows.
Really?
Because Paladino's, I mean, kids can play with us at the Rainbow, but Paladino's, they can't.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
It's 21 and over.
Yes, 21 and over. So the big kids are doing the Paladino's. So
we got
some of the best musicians in LA.
Big kids are cool too.
Yeah, right?
We're okay with them too.
Yeah.
I see them play all the time.
Shout out to Jim DeSoto over at Paladino's and Kenny Hotchman over there, the sound guy. We got to get our little plugs in.
You go right for it. You say that.
Plug away.
Okay, while we're plugging, let's thank Cactus Creatives. Who else, Ashley?
Go-Go Tuners, Wedgie Picks, Hot Tone Audio, Usain Guitars, Affliction.
Yeah.
Of course.
And we got to do our special thanks to...
Special thanks to Elise Cactus McCollum, the entire Rainbow staff, including you parking lot guys. Shout out to you.
Nice.
Nicole Six Rainbow, Paul Casanova Rainbow, Raquel Ryan, Dan DeLucci, DJ Will, Mike Maglieri.
Yes.
The entire Paladino staff.
Rest in peace, Mario. Yes. Mario just passed away. And yes. So our show on the 25th will be a tribute to our friend and Sunset Strip legend, the king of the Sunset Strip, Mario.
I was just about to say that. Rest in peace.
And that's who else we got on here? We're going to shout out Gabriella Pardo, our partner, and our just all around everything girl.
Yeah,
Jonathan Cronin, our tech engineer. Maya Ota, our dedicated background singer. Dave Aaron, who we mentioned that works with Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
EJ Lucky Martin, my drummer from Ghetto Metal. And all the musicians that have donated their time and talent for this charity. I thank you guys so much, man. You guys come, you play for free. You don't ask for a lot of things. Looking forward to jamming with you guys on Friday and just keep the love going.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yay.
Gotta love the love. Gotta love the love.
I love it.
What else we got? We got a Scoony G hat.
Ooh. I want the black one.
You want the black
one? I'll take the blue one. The blue one looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you very much. You can wear
that backwards. This is the most merch we've gotten from any of our guests.
Right?
We've got to have them back someday.
It's funny how charities have a lot of giveaways.
Right? Yeah.
You got to love the giveaways. You got to love the, what do they call it, swag?
Now here's
swag.
For you because.
Swag.
Oh, I love
swag,
it.
Right? Yeah. I thought it was, yeah.
Because I have children.
Yeah.
this is, what is this right here? Oh, this is hand sanitizer.
Nice.
Love it.
Wedgie Woo. Picks gave us some picks there for you guys. We just,
see,
we just
you
love,
guys,
we just love.
Awesome.
Let's check these, out.
Yeah.
Who has seen
those?
These?
Are pretty cool. Those, right? That's pretty cool right there. I right? like that.
That's neat.
That's awesome.
There you go.
There's my bag.
Folks, we're getting a lot of stuff over here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block right now, which is
love
really
guys.
Cool. Thank
love
you very
guys.
Much, Scoony G.
We're gonna be taking pictures of this stuff and putting it on all.
Most
our stuff.
Definitely.
So you can see all the great swag that Kids Rock Studios.
We came in as because somebody else canceled, but there are no accidents in life.
No, there's never accidents.
Never, never, and I don't. Remember anybody
for a
canceled
reason.
Them? At least I didn't hear anybody.
Things canceled. Happen for a reason.
Oh,
see, there you go.
No one ever tells me anything anymore.
It's
I'm just here.
It's okay. That's why JJ and I are the brains behind Get Real Global Entertainment.
Nice
LLC. Yeah.
Nice. I'm just the talent.
Get real.
Sort of.
You're
real. Kind
you're,
of.
You're a pretty face. I decided to add to my craziness.
And with a name like Dave Navarro, you cannot go wrong.
No, I and
or
I.
Or you
and
can, depending
thing.
On who you're talking
that
to.
That was the other thing. I felt that I could play up on his name.
Oh, that's awesome. I was like, well, I see Dave Navarro.
It's not working too well for you, is it?
I've known Dave for 5 years. He's a good guy. He's always been a good friend, and he's funny. And you know what I mean?
You know what, Jenny? Like
he's
you
been
know,
through a lot of crap the last couple of years. But,
yeah. And through all of it, I was very fortunate that I you know, I mean, Jenny and I, we've talked on and off for a very long time. She approached me with this opportunity, and I was like, I'm there. Let's do it. So, yeah, I really appreciate that opportunity.
And I'm glad I made that decision, and I'm glad... Well, actually, we made that decision, because he said go for it.
We'll see.
And, thus far, it has been a very good decision. So,
I get to interview awesome people.
All the time.
You know, like... Everybody, like all of you, like everybody, you know, it's just an amazing experience.
And at some point, I will be getting you your own press badge. That will eventually be in the works once we get more funding going. So anyone wants to donate or advertise on Jenny's Real Talk on
there
the Block.
There you go.
LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Support.
And through Get Real Global Entertainment LLC, you can contact us at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Right
on any of our
it.
Pages, our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter.
We love stalkers.
Tumblr,
we just love stalkers. We love being stalked.
I've been stalked enough for years.
Well,
so,
I mean,
yeah,
stalked
I'm,
in a positive
I'm,
way, not in a negative way. Not in the sense that I'm going to kill you, you know, not that, but, you know.
No, they just, you know.
The good stalking's always good, you know.
Support good radio. Support good people. Support
and your local artists.
Yeah, support your local artists.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah,
kids
and
non-kids.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to www.kidsrockstudio.org. We're actually looking for a grant writer right now. Because we've been in existence for almost 2 years now, so we got the 2 year thing under our belt. Most investors don't want to really touch you until you do a couple of years. So we got the 2 years. We survived on our own funding, but we're in desperate need of a grant writer right now. So
all
any
right.
of you listeners out there, if you have any contacts or grant writers, donations, like you say, investors, whatever.
We should get you set up with like a GoFundMe page or something.
I would love that.
We should get you set up
Kickstarter,
with
GoFundMe, anything.
Well, Kickstarter, I don't like Kickstarter because if you don't make your goal, you have to give it all back.
Ooh, that's crazy.
You have to make the goal. Yeah, you have to make the goal by that deadline or it all goes back. Now with
GoFundMe,
GoFundMe and Indiegogo, you can keep whatever you raised. So even if you don't make your goal, you still get to keep what you
raised.
That's
very true.
You know what I mean? So at least that's something. I would rather do that and get something out of it than nothing at all. Because you still put in all that work, and then because you didn't happen to make that $50,000 goal or whatever that goal was that you were trying to make, you didn't make it for some reason. Even if it's like $1,000, I mean, you know what I mean? Then you're screwed. Wow. So I always tell everybody, go to GoFundMe and go to Indiegogo.
We
those are your
try
two
that
best.
Out, Gabby.
And here's
Indiegogo is very known.
Where else can they find both of you?
Ashley.
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Ashley Mae Gong. My Twitter's also at Ashley Mae Gong, and that's about it.
How do you spell it, though?
Yes, how do you spell it?
Ashley, ending with the L-E-Y. Mae is M-E-I. Gong, like the instrument. I get that joke all the time. Gong. G-O-N-G.
I love it. And she's got a great sense of humor.
Can you believe she's 15?
It's no, like, and that's what I said when I first met her.
That's real. You know, she's very mature for her.
We're in the lobby, and I'm like, I was like, and which one is the 15-year-old?
You said the 15-year-old's coming, right?
She's coming, right? And she's not like, here yet, here. Right? She's like, no, that's me. I'm like, whoa. Hey. You're 15?
And you said that you went to school at Notre Dame right across the street.
Yes,
right?
I did. I went there last year. Best school ever.
Wow.
Well, it's got an awesome
school. I know, you can see Notre Dame High School.
Hey, there's your friend right there.
LA Talk Radio. Yes, sitting right there. Yes. That's awesome.
Hey, you know what? I love that school simply because it's Notre Dame. I'm a Notre Dame fan all the way. Hey, you know, so not the high school, the university.
The university.
So, I mean, and you know what? Dave Navarro also went to Notre Dame High School. I'm not kidding. This is funny.
So our radio station overlooks the high school that, well, I guess the other
Dave Navarro.
Is he the other Dave Navarro?
You know, he was born first, so
no offense, but to me, you will always be the Dave Navarro.
And if he's got any problems with that, I got a birth certificate that proves it.
Yeah,
and you know Notre Dame, they recruit a lot of guys from Cincinnati.
Yeah, they do.
That far from there. I mean, right. As far as you know,
a lot of friends of mine went to Notre Dame on the football scholarship.
Notre Dame is awesome, a good school. Good school.
Great football program.
I've been, like I said, Rudy's one of my favorite movies. Yes. I actually took a quiz recently about Rudy, and I got 26 out of 30 right. Because there was a couple of names that I'm like, okay, I don't really remember Fortune, like, and so it was Fortune. Okay, never mind.
Anytime I ever think about him, I think about The Hobbit.
Anytime I think about Sean Astin, I think about the Goonies. That's the number one thing that pops in my head.
The Goonies, yes, but the Hobbits. Come on, he was a great Hobbit. He was Samwise Gamgee.
Oh no,
Samwise Gamgee. I thought your people were going to call in, Dave.
I don't even know.
I thought you gave him a number or something.
I gave him a number. If they don't remember the number, it's 323-203-0815.
Well, we got 3 minutes left, and they don't have enough time to call. So
we're gonna have Gabby go out in the hallway and call us.
Oh, yes.
Gabby, go out.
Guys, I love your show. I'm right across. I'm listening to the entire time.
Are you where are we going to go eat after this?
Yeah, where are we going to eat? Yeah.
That's actually a good point. I'm a little famished myself.
So who is on the show next week? The other Dave Navarro.
We have a hip-hop artist, local hip-hop artist. Remember, support your local artist.
Always support always local artist. Yes. As much as humanly possible.
Yes, his name is No Sense. And actually, his name is No Sense.
How does he spell that?
N-O space S-E-N-C-E. Mm. No Sense.
Okay, I wasn't sure because he could have been No Sense, like as in C-E-N-T-S. Like, no change. No,
that's how he spells it?
You know, there's so many different ways to do that as a hip-hop artist.
Totally. He's going to be on the show next Wednesday. He's going to be talking about his single. He's got a single on iTunes. He actually did a music video based on the movie, I believe it was called Baby Boy.
I love Baby Boy.
And it was he made a music video based off of that movie. Used the same house.
One of my exes worked on that movie.
Well, he used the same house that was Baby Boy's house as well. So he's going to be on the show next week.
Nice.
That's going to be awesome.
Love it.
We're going to be listening to some of his music. So it should be cool. I actually watched him last night at a small spot in downtown LA. He did an amazing job. Live performance did an amazing job there.
Well, you know what I'm going to be doing this Friday night at Paladino.
There you go.
It's Tarzana, California. We're going to be in Paladino's. We're going to be watching. We're going to be watching Scoony G and his friends.
It's going to be amazing.
Scoony G, Scoony G and his ghetto metal.
Am I going to be seeing you next Wednesday though?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's a definite. Well, considering we pay for
well,
the
you
show.
Know, well, you know what?
Considering we pay for the show, you know we kind of got to show up.
Jenny and all the mothers, all the fathers, have a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, please do.
Happy Mom up above, I love you every single day of my life. Always will love you. Happy Mother's Day to Mom. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Well, I guess that goes up. Same as my mom up in heaven. Hey,
there you go.
Yeah, okay, well, it was a lot longer ago. Yeah. But anyway.
Thank you very much, Scooty G.
Thank you very much.
For being on the show. Ashley.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for so being much. Here. Looking forward to you know to watching you grow.
We will have you guys back on in the future.
Nice. Most definitely.
You've been listening. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. See you next Wednesday.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.